Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. To be
Slick brings back. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website's thesmallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, 30 Ingredient, with the number 3, the 30 Ingredient. Having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin, 22-year member of our Brain Trust, in his 23rd year with us, author of two of the most outstanding books on profitability in the world. You can find those at profitpro.us. Please go there and check that out. He is the preeminent SCORE volunteer in the galaxy, and he's our good friend Steve. Thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things you did in the previous segment was to bring us some stories about the people you've been helping to get through this coronavirus issue. I've got a couple of questions on that. I want to get to the people who are starting businesses in a minute, but I was able to help a bunch of people who could not get. They weren't able to get their PPP program off the ground, and I was able to direct them in a way that helped them get that. And all I did was, you know, give them a couple of some information. Other people did the work. But the people came back to me, and they said, you know, that loan, that PPP money helped me bridge, helped to blend with the money I had, with the cash flow I had and the capital I had, helped me bridge a period of time where things were really slow, and if it hadn't been for that, I wouldn't have made it. We would have had to have shut down. And they said, the typical refrain was, and I think I'm going to be just about back to where I was before this happened. What do you think? Are you hearing any of that?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. Yeah, there's just no question about it. Many of the calls and the contacts that I had early on in the pandemic were related to the PPP. What do I have to do? Should I take it? How much can I take? Now, what do I have to do to they make the application? Oh, I'm stressed. I've got an application in. I'm not hearing anything. And really, I spent a lot of time helping people and others within SCORE, helping people navigate the process and learning how to take advantage of the program. And for those who did, it literally is the saving grace. And it has allowed many, many businesses to continue, at least hold their position for long enough. And hopefully we get through this election and Congress will get off their butts and do another round.
Are people telling you they need another round? Are you hearing that?
Yeah.
Another round of funding?
I'm seeing. Yeah. Yeah, there are some. Others are doing well. Like I mentioned earlier, a small percentage, maybe a quarter of the businesses I'm working with are doing just fine. Thank you very much. Others are maybe 50% are hanging in there and they can last. And another quarter are really either they're about to close or will close if they don't get some additional support.
And did you get the idea that it would be a good idea if it were more vertical, meaning more by industry, maybe more help for the industries that are hit harder by the shutdowns, like restaurants, like hospitality, like the gyms, like the hair salons, things like that?
Well, clearly those are the ones that are most heavily impacted because they just don't get the traffic.
Right.
Not getting the people.
They have to work harder to get it. And I don't think other businesses would begrudge them of that. Do you?
No, I think we all recognize that we're a society and an economy that needs capitalism to be vibrant.
It's an ecosystem. We got to keep everybody churning, don't we? We need that churn.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yeah. So one of the things that you're doing that you're also seeing is you're getting people contacting you about startups. I mean, who would have thunk it, right?
Well, it's interesting. And once people got through the depression and anger and real upset of the initial shutdown. Those who've been able to have been taking the time to reassess their own personal situation.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are currently underemployed or unemployed are contacting us to see about starting their own businesses,
mm-hmm.
either as a in part of the gig economy or as a side business to supplement whatever income they have.
Something, do something to make some money. I remember it well, 89. I've told the story 1,000 times on the show. I got downsized the second time in the 80s in 18 months. I said, I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And I put my resume up and started a business, and the rest is history.
Well, that's happening. It's happening again. People are in that circumstance. And
necessity is the mother of invention, and adversity is the mother of startups, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I believe that some of these folks are going to make it.
Yeah. Well, the advantage they've got is they probably don't have any pre-pandemic baggage, and the models that they're looking at building are based on the post-pandemic reality, what I call the new regular reality. What do you think?
People are adjusting. Yeah. Now, there's still some people who are stuck in the bunker and are afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You got to recognize that mainstream media is trying to keep us in fear.
Right.
But those who are moving beyond that are recognizing that they should have and do have some level of control or influence over their lives.
We're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Steve Martin. Score.org, is that right, Steve?
Yes.
Score.org.
Score.org.
You can find a volunteer near you to help you with, like Steve. And also, don't forget ProfitPro.us. That's his personal website. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.